Today's Daily Devotional. This week we are talking about the series of Is Your Battery Dead? And that's primarily because on Saturday the car battery in my car died. Like, it's just always something. You know how life goes. So it just gave me the idea to go back and revisit something we'd done earlier. So today we're going to kind of zoom in and focus on running on low power. Scripture comes from Isaiah 40:29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. So, you know, have you ever been out running some errands and your phone hits like 1% and you start doing that, oh my gosh, low battery panic? It's one of those times where the charger in your vehicle stopped working and you didn't know it. And now you're trying to figure out why it's not working. And you got to be paying attention to the road, and you're not supposed to have the phone in your hand. But the screen all of a sudden goes dim and the apps are all closing. And then you start talking to your phone like it can hear you. Like, come on, baby. I just need you to work for just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes, please, just till I can get home. You hold it like it's fragile, and you're cradling it like it'll magically give it more life. Something simple happened to me during a time when my battery was dying. As a matter of fact, I use the GPS for everything, and it's not uncommon for some reason for that phone cord in my car to die. I kid you not, I probably replace it 10 times a year. Must be something in the USB, but it started to die. And then, of course, CarPlay didn't work. And without CarPlay, I can't tell where we're going because, you know, we gave up atlases a long time ago. I was sitting in traffic holding that black screen like, okay, which way do we go next? And I kind of laughed about it at first. And then I realized, you know what? I'm lost. I'm hungry. And I'm really getting annoyed with myself now for not charging it before I left. Unfortunately, now take for granted, there are days that I wish my phone would totally die. For instance, like on Friday, and I'm sure you've had one of these days too, after I got home from work, it rang at least 20 times with problems from everybody from networks to work to friends to family. And Ken was laughing at me at that point. He was like, yeah. He was like, I couldn't deal with all that. I said, well, just be glad you don't. And then on top of that, I've got Facebook Messenger dinging and text messages come in for people who wanted to tell me one more thing. So yeah, there's some days it's super annoying. And there's some days I wish we just still had a landline. You know why? Every now and then you just want to unplug a landline. They couldn't reach you then. Remember those days? Or if you just had enough of the day and you want to slam the phone down, you can't do that with a $1,000 phone. So you got to be a little bit more cautious. And then there's some days, you know, you just wish you had that effect so people couldn't connect to you. And unfortunately, batteries don't die when we want them to. No, they have to die when it's inconvenient and causing us stress because we put so much faith into using our devices for a whirlwind of things these days that we don't rely on ourselves and our intuition anymore. Does that sound a little bit familiar, maybe? That's exactly how life feels sometimes. Definitely in my house. I'm sure probably yours too. You know, we just keep going and going until one day we realize like we are drained. We're lost. We're weary. We're wondering how we got there. We've ignored all of those low battery warnings that God has sent to us. The headaches, the short tempers, the tears that come out of nowhere because we think that we can push through anything. And I have that problem too. I used to think that I was superwoman, but now that I'm older, I realize that my superwoman days were never really there. But God didn't create us to run nonstop. No, even the strongest people hit empty. Isaiah 40:29 says he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And God doesn't criticize you for being tired, but he does invite you to come in and recharge. Have you done that lately? Think about it. When your phone is dying, you don't yell at it for being weak. You plug it in, right? So why don't we treat ourselves differently? Why do we feel guilty for resting or just needing a break sometimes? When your spiritual battery is low, it's not failure. That's an invitation. God is saying to you, come to me, sit with me, and let me fill you back up. And if you don't stop and rest, you'll just end up running on that spiritual low power mode. You're still functioning, but you're just not fully living because your joy starts to fade, your patience is thin, your peace is flickering. But at the moment that you stop and reconnect with God through prayer, his word, or even just that quiet stillness, his strength begins to flow back into you. And sometimes the holiest thing that you can do is take a nap or pray. Of course, always start your day with some prayer and end it as well. And let God handle what it is that you can't handle. You're not weak for needing rest, and you're wise for recognizing when you just can't keep going on. That's just a part of life. So the next time you feel like your battery's about to die, remember the GPS story. Don't wait until you're completely lost to plug it in. God's power is ready and it's waiting. And all you have to do right now here today is reconnect or connect, depending on what your situation may be. So what are some low battery warning signs going on in your life today? Something to think about in reflection. And are there areas that you've just really been running on your own strength instead of God's? If so, what can you do this week to rest and recharge in His presence? So we come to you in prayer today. Lord, we're tired of running on low power. We've tried to handle too much without stopping to recharge in you. Thank you for being patient with us and always offering strength when we need it. Help us to rest, reconnect, and draw our power from you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.